Hi everyone, my name is Jamie Cameron and I'm going to give you a brief review of the IPOs on the London Stock Exchange during the week ending 6th November 2015. Right, so let's get started. Pretty quiet week in London. We've had two main market IPOs. Regional REIT PLC came to the market on the 6th, investing in UK commercial property, predominantly in the office and industrial sectors in major regional centres and urban areas outside of London. It was advised by Peel Hunt and raised £80 million with a market cap of £274 million on admission. The IPO price was 100p, and on the first day of dealings, the shares were up 2.75%. Hostelworld Group PLC came to the main market on the 2nd of November, the world's leading hostel-focused online booking platform. They were advised by Numis and Davy and raised £132 million with a market cap of £176 million on admission. The IPO price was 185p, and on the first day of unconditional dealings, the shares were up 9.5%. There was one intention to float announcement this week on the main market. It was, excuse my pronunciation, it's Wooden Weifang PLC, which is one of the largest nutrition, education and community health service network operators in China. Again, like some other announcements from Chinese companies recently, there were no advisors on the announcement, and to be clearly frank, the announcement read quite badly in English, so I would not bet my house on that actually coming to the market, but we will see. Now, a quick look at the health of the IPO market in general. Now, in comparison to last year, we can see on AIM so far this year, there have been 21 intention to float announcements compared to 42 during the same period last year. Similarly, on the main market, ITFs are down 41 this year compared to 53 during the same period last year. In terms of IPOs on AIM so far this year, we've seen 30 compared to 66 at the same point last year, a 55% drop. On the main market, not so bad, 46 compared to 54 last year, a 15% drop. In terms of funds raised, £498 million has been raised on AIM, which is way down on last year, where there had been, at this stage, over £1.9 billion raised. That's a 74% drop. Not so much of a pronounced decline on the main market, but significantly down nonetheless, where we've had £10.5 billion raised this year in comparison to £12.6 billion at the same point last year. And that's all, folks. All this information is collected by myself and is not official data, although I do try and reconcile the stats at the end of a month from the LSE website. I hope you all have a wonderful week and speak to you again soon. Take care.